Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klaus Hamachay, and we're continuing Simon Dalit. So the Chayyadam is talking about the bracha of Shasalines. So he brings an opinion which we do not follow. A person who has had experiences a nes makes a bracha of a gemol when it happens at the moment of the hatzalah. And the person then subsequently says the bracha of Shasalines on a regular basis. We don't do that. We only do it if the person actually comes to the place. Like the Chayyadam will point out in the next siman. That if a person has a nes which requires the bracha of Hagaymol, so it means he's considered that he's one of the people which is Tzrichim Lahoidos, so the person should say the parsha of Torah. He can't bring the Korban Torah nowadays. Had he been the time of the Semitah, he would have brought a Korban Torah. So he should say the parsha's Torah. In the footnote over here from the Piskei Mishnah Brura, it quotes actually the language of the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim family experienced a personal nes. There was an explosion of gunpowder which trapped one of his daughters under the wall, and the family was saved, etc. And so he paskened that the daughter should make the bracha of Shasalines Malkamazah, being trapped under the wall, even though a mouth didn't come and lift the wall off of her, but she survived something which people normally would not survive. So that's considered a valid nes according to the Chayyadim. The other members of the family just said a gemol. But then the Chayyadim instituted that a yearly anniversary, they would go through a parsha of Hoidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he describes this parsha of Hoidah that they did. So he talks about, first of all, the language of bringing the Korban Torah. So he says, you should read the parsha of Torah, which is found in the Torah, and that's in Vayikra, the Kapitel Zion, Psukim Yud Aleph through Tesvav. And then in parshas of Vayikra, the Kapitel Gimel. Then he brings a language where he goes through all of the halachas of the Korban Torah. So if those of you have the Piskei Mishnah Brura, the Chayyadim Piskei Mishnah Brura, it's actually on the next page. It's a full page long over here. He went through all of the halachas of how a person would be makar of the Korban Torah, and a person would read that as if he's being makar of the Korban Torah. After he's finished saying all of that, he says a tefillah. And he said, it says, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu, Galuv Yadua Shebizman Shebeis Mitzvah Shal Yekayim, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, we'd bring a Korban Torah. But now we don't have that. Please accept this learning that we've done in its place as if we brought the Korban Torah. The Chazal Darshan, that we can pay for the karbanos that we need to bring the parim with sustain with our words. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that it's appropriate for a person to give staka, and he should give the staka. He should say that he wrote on that this staka which I'm giving should be makom the tzeda, the korban tzeda that I was chai bisman shebeis hamikdash of the beis hamikdash. So the person should try and approximate some process of bringing the korban tzeda. So that's the language that the Chayyadim presents over there. He goes through some of the details of the story. It's printed in most versions of the Chayyadim at the end of the Chayyadim, all the way to the end, in conjunction with the Purim. It talks about the idea of people having a private Purim, or a city having a private Purim, celebrating a nes which happened in the city. And then he talks about his personal the day of anniversary of celebration and thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he recommends such an idea as an appropriate thing to do. Okay, the Chayyadim now says in Siman Hey, Nasalon Neis Baliyah Hu Dar Bebayis, the Neis took place upstairs and he lives downstairs. If he hasn't been upstairs in the last 30 days, when he goes upstairs to this other part of the building, you make a bracha Shasalines b'makom hazeh. So that's that level of specificity is valid in regards to saying that he came to the place to make the bracha. Then he points out in the parentheses that when a person says the bracha, a person should be standing still It should be very specifically in that place. It should be standing and standing still when he makes the bracha shasalines. Okay, in Siman Vav, the Chayyarim will move into the lachas of Agamol. We will leave that for the next year. And hopefully we're able to clarify some of the points of the Birchas Agamol, which has many protim halacha l'maisa. Have a good day.